بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, we continue in our journey throughout the month of Ramadan to reflect upon the Quran and to understand short summaries of each and every surah. Today the surah is Surah An-Nisa, which translates as the Surah of Women. And the Surah Ali Imran ends by commanding believers to have taqwa. And Surah An-Nisa begins with a command for all people to also have taqwa as well. So we see at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, it connects to Surah Ali Imran. And the end of Ali Imran connects to Surah An-Nisa. Also, both Surah Ali Imran and Surah An-Nisa discuss the Battle of Uhud. And the significance of this surah is because it contains many rulings pertaining to women. And it was also revealed in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. And Surah An-Nisa outlines rulings on family and encourages us to take the values and principles that we live within our homes and families and apply them in a broader society. So the way that you are merciful towards your mother and kind and compassionate towards your siblings and respectful and honorable towards your father, and you take care of one another and support one another, these values and these principles of family and home should also be equally applied to broader society. There is also another wisdom of the title Surah An-Nisa. Since women are the foundations of the family and the mothers of the next generation, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dedicated this surah entirely to them. A major theme of Surah An-Nisa is rulings pertaining to women of all ages. It establishes women's rights in marriage and in their families, as well as women's right to own property and to inherit. Subhanallah, this is over 1400 years ago. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained this for women to have the right to a voice, to have the right to vote, to have a right to inherit, to have the right within marriage and to decide who they want to, do not want to marry, property, inheritance, and so many other things. So we should be proud of our deen, and we should be eagerly teaching this surah towards our daughters and our sisters and our mothers as well. This surah also talks about marriage in general and how to protect one's marriage and how to resolve disputes between spouses. This is part and parcel of life, where you have misunderstandings, where you have disputes, where you have arguments. So this surah is teaching us how to cordially in a respectful manner to resolve all of those arguments and those disputes as well. Surah An-Nisa also explains that having a strong society is dependent upon working together, caring for one another and being merciful towards one another. And this begins within our homes. There's no point of you trying to make a better society, a better community, a better world, where you cannot have a better home, where you cannot have a better family. So it begins at home, by respecting your mother, by respecting your sisters, by respecting your daughters and honoring them and taking them to the highest level that they deserve in this dunya and also in the hereafter. And finally, the surah discusses international relations as well. In this sense, it moves from the level of the individual to the family, to society, and then to the world. So subhanallah, this is a very, very comprehensive surah, and also shows us the role of women as well, that it begins at home as daughters and then become mothers, and then they become leaders in their community, and they have a huge impact throughout the world. So the importance of women should never be disregarded. The virtue of Surah An-Nisa is mentioned by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He heard the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say, there are five verses in Surah An-Nisa that are better than life and whatsoever is in life. Subhanallah. What a great statement to hear Abdullah ibn Mas'ud say. And he said that Allah, the first verse is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not wrong even the weight of an atom. So even if you have done something good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never disregard that good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not wrong even the atom's weight. And the second verse is that, and even if you avoid the great sins which you are forbidden to commit, then we will forgive you your sins and we will grant you a great entrance. So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of the Quran is saying, if you avoid the great sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you for the minor sins and grant you a great entrance into the gardens of paradise. The third verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive those who associate partners with him, but he forgives all other sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is reminding us that his mercy encompasses everything. So as long as you do not associate a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you do not do the greatest sin, which is associate partner, do shirk, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely forgive you for all other sins. And the fourth verse, and if hypocrites, when they had been unjust to themselves, had asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and came to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and if the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam had forgiven them, then they would have found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be oft forgiving and most merciful. So this is a reminder to Muslims that when we wrong ourselves, when we are unjust to ourselves, and we want the mercy and the clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directing us and turning us, saying go towards the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, and then when he asks on your behalf, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the oft forgiving and the most merciful. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ towards you, Ya Rasulullah, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابَ الرَّحِيمَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهُ. And finally, whoever wrongs himself or does evil, then seeks Allah's forgiveness afterwards, then he will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the oft forgiving and the most merciful. Subhanallah. So there are many, many verses within this surah which give us that hope, which give us that yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. But this surah itself, most importantly, reminds us the importance of working on ourselves, working on our relationship with our family members, respecting and honoring our women, our daughters, our mothers, and making sure that we share these principles of kindness, of love, of equality and mercy throughout the world wherever we go. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us one particular dua in this surah that we should try to memorize, which is رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا, which is verse number 75 in Surah An-Nisa, that O Allah, rescue us from this town whose people are oppressors, and give us a guardian from you who will protect us, and one who is helped by you to help us. Subhanallah. So when you are oppressed, when you are wronged, maybe as a woman, as a daughter, as a mother, as a wife, or as men as well, you can be oppressed, then you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rescue you from those people, to rescue you from that town, to rescue you from those oppressors, and to grant you a guardian, a protector who will help you, and where the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with that particular individual. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to truly honor, respect, revere our mothers and grant them the high place that they deserve, as well as our wives and our daughters and our sisters, and work with one another and make sure that we spread all of these beautiful principles of love and mercy and honor and respect and equality in our homes, in our societies, in the world, far and wide. Jazakumullahu khairan.